I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. ISIS was defeated in Iraq 18 months ago. However, the Nineveh Plain has another problem, the local Shiite militia. Dr. David Curry with Open Doors USA tells us,
you have this central government that has never stood up for this minority there for centuries. So whenever there's a problem with ISIS or whatever, it always seems to start in the same area. That's no accident. It's because the central government is either weak or is unable or unwilling to stand up for the Christian minorities. So these militias gain in strength. They want to take over territory, or they become a law unto themselves.
Now, Iraq's prime minister wants to integrate the militia with Iraq's formal armed forces. So pray strength for Iraq's believers, along with boldness and safety. And some people spend August planning to go back to school. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World, though, is planning something a little more unusual, an evangelism festival in South Africa.
At these major events, we're expecting to see 30 to 50,000 at each of these. In addition, we have the various dinners and outreaches. So we're looking at possibly distributing over 100,000, perhaps 150,000 copies of Gospel of John, as well as providing New Testaments for the new believers and decision makers at all of these events.
Bibles for the World is partnering with the Louise Palau Association and Africa Enterprise to maximize their impact over the course of three major events in Cape Town, South Africa during November. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a special guide to help advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their own unique sign languages. And they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.